Now, Owen, you're just about to get off your train. Have you met any?
This is great.
Pardon?
This is great radio.
It's very interesting, isn't it? Things are happening. Yeah. Phones are dropping out. Traveling. Expensive music. Headphones.
This is reality, folks.
This is what happens. Sometimes things fall apart, but it's okay. Did you meet any interesting folk on your travels?
Meet any people?
On the train.
On the train, no. I'm actually trying to keep it down and keep it quiet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if other people are really interested in hearing about what I have to say.
Oh, you mean like in terms of strangers?
Yeah. Well, at least right now on the train.
Yeah.
So I've met a lot of good people. I just got back from a little tour that I did in the States with this guitarist named Alex Zukoszewski. And we didn't decide not to book any hotels or anything and just stayed with, you know, whoever wanted to put us up after the show.
Yeah.
And it was great.
So we started to
realize, you know, what made a good host, and we realized that, you know, next time somebody came to stay in town, it would be really important to have a full fridge and a piano.
Did you find yourself washing the dishes up like a good guest?
Guests wash dishes?
Sometimes, yeah.
No. Guests relax. Relax and entertain the host as they wash the dishes.
have funny jokes and drink all their wine.
If you have me over, I'll wash your dishes for you, though.
Thanks, Owen. I appreciate that. One of your objectives with Heapoo's Clouds was that of having nobody who listens to it will ever again entertain thoughts of suicide. Do you think people should have to pay for salvation?
Pay for salvation?
Yeah.
Why? Where are they paying for it?
Because they have to buy the record.
They do?
Don't they? Isn't that what it's all about nowadays?
Well, I guess so, but I mean, most of the people I know who listen to it either got a free promo copy or they downloaded it off the internet.
How do you deal with stuff like that? Does it bother you, or you're cool because people get to hear what you've got to say?
You know, I mean, you call it salvation, but I mean, I call it work. It's like, you know, for me to bring you salvation takes a lot of work on my part.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you can be salvation, but I've still got to be able to, you know, I've still got to be able to buy my cheese for my noodles.
No, that's fair enough.
This isn't meant to be some sort of a faith healing situation where people, you know, are miraculously cured of their depression. I'm just trying to, with this album, what I'm actually trying to do is point out that, you know, often suicidal feelings are good feelings. That it's like what people are enjoying to feel, and that you have to kind of once you let go of the drama and the tragedy that goes along with it, then it becomes all of a sudden a lot less appealing.
So is that why you can have sort of lackadaisical lyrics like about people's genitals and stuff like that? Because it's sort of, you can be funny and it's okay?
You say lackadaisical, really? You thought so? It took me a long time to come up with that line.
Sorry, man, no offense.
No, it's okay. No, it's not lackadaisical, it's calculated.
Calculated. There's a method, and if people don't get it, how does that make you feel?
Well, you know, if people get it, I feel great, because I mean, I really make music for my own ears, really, and the ears of my friends in Toronto and stuff. So if other people outside of Toronto and myself get it and like it, then I feel like that's wonderful. If people don't get it, I mean, I kind of think that's par for the course. Well, that's kind of what I would expect, in a way.
Well, thanks for talking to us on 4ZZZ. We had to cut it short just because of the strange errors in the telephone, but I guess that was because of the train travel. We're gonna end on your track, the seventh track off the record. It's called Many Lives with an arrow, 49 MP.
Yeah, MP stands for mana points, which is the unit with which in role-playing games you use to measure mana, or sorry, magic power.
Magic, yeah. So you're thinking they're getting along, they're going to level up, they're going to defeat the boss at the end?
No, actually, this one isn't about a fight. This one is about using your mana to look into the future.
Ah, and what future do you see for your band?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, if you listen to the song, I'm actually saying that you shouldn't look into the future. Because the man who looks into the future is a man who also will see himself looking back into the past.
Cool. Thanks very much, Owen.
I didn't make that up. I read that somewhere.
Oh, that's all right. The liner notes from like Zelda Ocarina of Time or something.
Yep, exactly.
Well, thanks very much for your time, Owen, and keep enjoying yourself, and good luck with that gig.
Well, thank you very much.
Take care.
Nice talking to you.